in the limelight.
Disparities along income and racial lines have persisted in vaccination campaigns. For example, in the United States, Black Americans have received the vaccine at half the rate of white Americans, and the disparity is even larger for Hispanic Americans. We now present you an article written by Yara M. Assi under the heading, Vaccine Passports, a Cause for Hope and Concern. The article has been taken from the Conversation website. Please stay with us for more of Yara M. Assi's article. After a year of cancelled concerts, closed-door sporting events and restricted air travel, vaccine passports are being touted as a way to quicken the route back to normalcy. The premise is straightforward. A digital or paper document will indicate whether individuals have received a COVID-19 vaccination or, in some cases, recently tested negative for the coronavirus. This could allow them to travel more freely within their communities, enter other countries, or engage in leisure activities that have been largely being closed off during the pandemic. Vaccine passports seem like a desirable alternative to continuing lockdowns until herd immunity, estimated to occur at about 70 to 85% vaccination rate, is achieved. As a global health management researcher, I can certainly see the benefits of vaccine passports, but I'm also aware of the pitfalls. While vaccine passports may open the world to many, they may lead to discrimination, especially against the poor. Undoubtedly, there is a desire to get back to normalcy as quickly as possible. For the tourism industry, which is estimated more than $1 trillion in losses due to COVID-19, a reopening of travel would be much needed relief. Even for those able to travel during the coronavirus pandemic, arrival in most countries has required significant restrictions, often including a hotel quarantine of up to 14 days. Vaccination passports could allow families separated by local lockdowns or state or country border restrictions to meet in person. Pushing the case for a digital passport, an executive from Air New Zealand told The Guardian, reassuring customers that travel is in fact safe is one of our priorities. By using the app, customers can have confidence that everyone on board meets the same government health requirements that they do. And it isn't just travel. Passports could also open the door to everyday pursuits that seemed normal before the coronavirus pandemic. In some countries which have the fastest vaccination rate, citizens with a vaccination green pass will be allowed to enter gymnasiums, hotels, concerts, and indoor dining at restaurants. And some employers are considering requiring proof of vaccination to return to work. In short, the concept of vaccine passports is no longer theoretical, as it was earlier in the pandemic, when the World Health Organization, WHO, recommended against their use. It has been suggested that the lure of a vaccine passport could result in more people stepping forward to get vaccinated. The United Kingdom has shown interest in the idea of vaccine passports, and the 27 member states of the European Union are considering some form of vaccine certification system to allow easier cross-border travel within the European Union. In the United States, President Joe Biden has directed government agencies to assess the feasibility of some form of digital vaccine certificate, analogous to the concept of a vaccine passport. This potential opening up of the world after months of restrictions is welcomed. But the concern is that the benefits will not be distributed equitably, and as a result, some groups will be disadvantaged. After all, a pandemic, once considered a great equalizer, soon turned out to be anything but. As with most health crises, racial minorities made up a higher proportion of those affected in the United States, as seen in the higher rates of hospitalizations and deaths. Disparities along income and racial lines have persisted in vaccination campaigns. For example, in the United States, African Americans have received the vaccine at just half the rate of white Americans, and the disparity is even larger for Hispanic Americans. Globally, rich countries have ordered almost all of the currently available vaccines, meaning that the average citizen in a high-income country is much more likely to receive a vaccine than a healthcare worker or high-risk citizen in lower-income countries. It is also likely that demographic groups with higher levels of trust in authorities and medical institutions are the most willing to be vaccinated, and this may adversely affect marginalized communities. A recent study found that African Americans, who have legitimate reasons to distrust the medical establishment, were the least likely of any racial group in the United States to say they'd get vaccinated against the coronavirus. As such, vaccination passports could perpetuate existing inequities within countries if those who are vaccinated can enjoy the freedom to move about their community while others remain in lockdown. Given the global imbalance of vaccine availability, it is not difficult to imagine a situation where the citizens of rich countries may regain their rights to travel to environments where local populations are still in some form of lockdown. This potential to further divide the global rich from the global poor is a significant concern. Once economies start to open and those with vaccine passports are able to go about their business as usual, the urgency to deal with COVID-19 in marginalized communities may dissipate. Furthermore, vaccination passports may give populations an inaccurate level of risk perception. It is still unclear how long immunity as a result of vaccination will last. It is also unclear the extent to which virus transmission is limited once one is vaccinated. Public health authorities still suggest that vaccinated individuals wear face masks and maintain distancing in public for now, especially if interacting with unvaccinated people. These recommendations have led to concerns that vaccinated tourists, diners and shoppers may act in ways that might risk the unvaccinated service and hospitality employees with whom they're interacting. There are also privacy concerns with vaccine passports, which are primarily being proposed in a digital format. In the United Kingdom, the proposed vaccine certification would come in the form of an app, which could be scanned to gain entry to restaurants and other venues. It has sparked concerns that digital passports may infringe on the rights to privacy, the right to freedom of movement, and peaceful assembly. Despite the upsides of vaccine passports, these concerns remain. The World Health Organization, WHO, has called on nations to make sure that, if implemented, vaccine passports are not responsible for increasing health inequities or increasing the digital divide. The danger is that thus far, at every stage, the pandemic has exposed society's inequities. Vaccine passports may perpetuate these inequities as well.